Thunder Bay, amid supportive honking from drivers passing by the Canada Post strike, many Thunder Bay picketers were at a loss with the federal government's bid to force them back to work. Leo Favreau, the president of CUPW Local 620, said his initial reaction this morning was shock and heartbreak, but it has now transitioned to anger and disappointment. I'm truly afraid that when we do go back, morale is going to be extremely low. Christmas time is one of our favorite times of the year. It's just fun and we're going to have a lot of people very disappointed at Christmas time. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it, said Favreau. Labor Minister Steve McKinnon asked the Canada Industrial Relations Board, CIRB, on Friday to determine whether negotiations have reached an impasse and potentially order Canada Post and striking workers to resume operations under the terms of the existing collective agreements. Favreau said he feels that Canada Post got what they wanted. They did this on purpose. It was a year long that they could have negotiated, didn't negotiate, and then it came to this point. It made us look like we're the bad guys and now we're getting ordered back to work, said Favreau. Katie Blacker, a city letter carrier, feels that as long as something is decided, it should be in favor of the workforce. As the ones on the front line, she said they have worked really hard to try and get Canadians the service they deserve, but she added they're overworked. Blacker said new carriers coming on to the job are walking upwards of 20 to 25 kilometers every day, holding mail and parcels upwards of 50 pounds on their hips. She said they're getting too beaten down, and they're angry. We just really want Canadians as a whole to understand that we want to be here for them and we want to help. That Canada Post is a part of our history and we want that to continue, but there needs to be an overhaul in the system as a whole as for the corporation and the workforce to try and work together, said Blacker. She said they feel also for Canadians and understand it's been hard on everybody with the month-long strike, but they've been missing out on things too and it is not just about them but workers' rights in general. We've been out on strike for 4 weeks fighting for workers' rights, full-time jobs and health and safety, and we're now being ordered back under our previous contract and we're not happy about that change being made, said letter carrier Joel Sherman. Sherman is not happy about going back to work. He found the announcement sudden, after Prime Minister Trudeau said on Thursday that he would not order workers back to work in the House of Commons. Sherman also questions the argument that Canada Post is losing money, based on their business model. He said they're failing to account for certain things like new vehicles at postal facilities. They're accounting for those calling those a loss. When a year ago, those were strategic investments. So, I'd hope the corporation would be upfront about what a cost is versus a strategic investment, said Sherman. Across the country, and particularly in remote northern communities, he said Canada Post provides an essential service that no other company can match and they're hoping to preserve, extend and make it accessible for all Canadians. We're not asking for the moon here. We're looking for a fair agreement that addresses our wage concern, our pensions, gives opportunities for new workers and we're hoping in the long term that this can be a model for other Canadians as well, said Sherman. They hope to stave off the gig economy that's coming.